Here we go. Divorce rumors for a huge Hollywood couple talking about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
No.
Wow. I can see that coming. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You know, you think people aren't paying attention, but there are certain people who will know exactly when Kylie Jenner unfollows so-and-so on Instagram. Like,
oh,
the moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they can unfollow and follow it back in 10 seconds, and they already got it.
And then
they got it.
There's a website about it, you know, or a news story about it. Yeah, people have been noticing that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have not been spotted out in public together for 7 weeks. Apparently.
Okay.
I did not put two and two together, but then now that I think of it, I don't remember.
Well, they did the when their BMW got a flat tire.
Yeah.
That was probably the latest
was
when
the
they
last
were on
time?
The way to some game.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
been a while. So now the divorce rumors are just swirling. And apparently also Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are also in therapy because everything that's happening is turning into a fight. And we're hearing that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are very open to going to therapy to work on it because here's the thing. They really have touted, including her, Jennifer Lopez's movie, music, tour was all about this is me now, so in love. Do you remember?
Right, right.
And it's all about how their fairy tale came back to them.
Yes. Like
there, you know, if you love something, set it free.
Yeah.
And if it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. And then Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez get back together. And they get married and they have this huge fairy tale wedding and they're back to, it's just like everybody was rooting for them. And now things are not going so well.
Let me ask you something, and no offense, Jared, but how many times has Jennifer Lopez been married?
This is her fourth?
Married, she was married to a backup dancer. She was married to Mark Anthony. She was not married to P. Diddy, but they were engaged.
She's been engaged, I think, five
or
six times.
She was married to...
four.
Right, so
Aaron Rodriguez. Yes, four. Aaron Rodriguez. A-Rod.
A-Rod.
That's four.
So I believe this is her fourth.
Okay, so the
and
statistics...
And he's been married twice.
Oh. The statistics of not just being married more than two times or even once.
Yeah.
But when you start getting into three and four, the statistics are ridiculous. And then compile that with Hollywood norm.
Oh.
And forget it. What's the point of getting married?
Yeah, with them, you know, I don't think they're doing it for any religious reasons or anything. I don't get them why they got married. Yeah, and so you got four and then two. Uh-huh. I'm sure the chance of being successful is like 10%.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
We're hearing that Ben Affleck has moved out of the home.
Dang.
Oh boy.
That's what we're hearing.
Jeez.
Has it been a year?
Can somebody Google when they actually got married? Yes, I think it has.
Been a year, okay.
I think it has definitely been a year.
They've been together longer than that, but
yes.
Married, I don't know.
Correct.
And you see, you know, if you ever see some of the videos and photos, it's like Ben Affleck is almost like rolling his eyes 24 hours a day with her because he's so aggravated.
He looks
slams
so
the,
angry all
yes,
the time,
yeah.
no matter
slams
where he
the
is.
Car door, and then she's just walking like she's the queen that she is, and like, you better open the car door, and I get to sit down. You know, who knows? Plus, all that This Is Me crap, all that stuff, all that campaign, overall, not successful for Jennifer Lopez.
It was a flop.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So that doesn't help either.
Yeah.
When that's not going well.
Well.
And then Ben Affleck was the worst celebrity roaster.
Yes.
Who did some weird thing and he just totally bombed.
For Tom Brady.
That's not. Yeah. It was
I missed
bad.
That's not a reason for a divorce.
It's not
but
a reason,
like,
but it maybe maybe his head wasn't into
maybe
it.
Maybe something's
it
going
was
on.
Very bizarre.
Could he be having? Was it alcohol or drug? Or,
could be, because there's also that.
Yeah.
He also has those issues.
Jennifer Lopez
from
doesn't
the past.
Drink at all.
She does not. She does not drink, smoke, eat bad food, drink caffeine,
well,
eat
chocolate.
Well,
he smokes still. Ben Affleck smokes still, I
and
believe.
And he has a lot of past issues. Like, he's a recovering alcoholic.
Right.
You know, so, but also there's something that people are talking about, and that is that Jennifer Lopez thrives in the spotlight, and Ben Affleck seems to not love it. That's hence maybe why he looks aggravated all the time.
Right.
With cameras following him and stuff. And I don't know, they have like what? He has three children.
He has
two
three?
Children,
I didn't know. Oh, that's right. That's
with,
right.
With Jennifer Garner. And they've been very successful at co-parenting and
yes.
seems to be remaining on good terms. But then she has two children. So I don't know.
And who's like, she dating? His ex, Jennifer Garner.
I don't know.
She's had a long term, but I can't. I don't
I don't know
sure.
if she's famous or not. I do know. And then wasn't there, there's a rumor that he was directing Jennifer Garner in a new movie.
Oh.
That can't really make things any better at home.
Well, if they're co-parenting,
here's
though.
Here's this sex
you know,
scene, so
like,
get
and,
on top of it.
Yeah.
Is co-parenting a little different than, like, your basically the boss of your ex-wife.
I could also see that would not be great for their co-parenting if he's like telling her what to do on set. I'd be like, you don't tell me.
Or that wasn't.
Again, I would not have signed, if I were Jennifer Garner, I probably would not have signed up for that role.
And then Matt Damon, his best friend, is like her love interest in the movie.
Wow.
So might be seeing, Hollywood is a crazy place.
This is incestuous, just like Adam Sandler and all his friends in every single movie.
You know that guy, Bo Yokely, an actor, and he was at the Summer Lark, and he's a really good-looking guy and tall and everything else. It's like
it's not even fair how good-looking
he
is.
I mean, you can tell. Okay, you know who he is?
I've met him, yes.
He's very,
I don't know him, but I've met
very
him.
Good, very tall, very good. I mean, makes everybody look to shame.
I feel like you both want to sleep with Bo Yokely as much as you talk about
I
him.
I would like to hold him.
Just, on top of that, then he's an actor in all these different movies and a lot of, especially these, like, I think it's, isn't it a lot of it, what's that women's channel?
Lifetime.
Lifetime type channel movies. And I said to him, I said to his wife, who was very pretty too, I said, do you ever get jealous when Bo's hooking up with all these girls and all these movies? And she's like, no, not really. So I don't know if it affects them after a while. They get desensitized.
Maybe.
But I'm like, it doesn't bother you?
I think
she probably also doesn't consider it hooking up.
No, but it's
you know, he's at work. Yeah.
From the outside, it's like they're making out. But then Bo told me, it's like, it's not like you think. It's like 12 hours of making sure the other person's breath doesn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like redoing, and you're up close, and you don't move, and it's like
people
very
watching
awkward.
You it's all
awkward.
All
yeah.
Very
yeah.
awkward, and it's very hard to even try to make it seem like you're into it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this.
Unless you're with Margot Robbie, then it doesn't matter. He didn't
my
say that
first wife, Heather, was in theater, and she still does some theater. And I remember we were like newly married and she was in Footloose and they had she had a kissing scene on stage. And I was like, can't y'all cut that?
Yeah.
Y'all don't need to do this. It's like community theater. You don't need to do it. And but they're like, no. And so that I did not like that.
I wouldn't watch it.
I did not like that.
I would not be able to.
I remember
to,
and I think I forgot about it. And my parents came and they're like, they don't like that. I mean, she was doing, you know, it wasn't like she was doing something bad. It was just in the thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. And rehearsal every
was
day.
Was it a make-out kiss? Or was
no,
it
it's like a kiss, but still.
But you would not, as the husband, consider, be like, oh, yeah, you know, when Heather's hooking up with so-and-so on stage.
I thought
would not say hooking up.
Not hooking up. No, not hooking up. But I thought, not a good thing.
Yeah, but there, a lot of those Lifetime movies, it looks like they're naked in bed hooking up.
Yes, that's how they the finished
yeah, but
product
that, not,
makes
not
it
on
look.
The stage just doing a kiss.
Yeah.
But a little different.
We also have rehearsal, you know, for three months, and they do the anyway. I don't know.
Did she ever kiss any of them?
He just said.
In the play,
play.
Did it ever lead her to want to kiss one of them?
Oh, I don't know.
See what I'm saying? It's like, I don't.
But I also have heard actors, because I think they all kind of say the same thing, because when they're in a relationship, I also heard actors and actresses say, oh, yeah, I really enjoyed the time I was on a set with Angelina Jolie and I had to make out with her four times a day.
Said Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Really?
But then look where that got them.
I know, but you know what I'm saying? So, but I think when they're not with somebody, they're like, it's just work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, their breath and all that. But because they're trying to protect and be thoughtful and kind, and maybe they're being professional, but you're also human and you're locking lips or laying naked on somebody. Your body just reacts to things.
Remember when we had the intimacy coordinator on?
Yes.
Do you remember we were talking about that and how like the weird things that they have to put on their bodies to make sure that their genitals don't touch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's
like,
so
what?
Weird. It's so
I didn't
weird.
Even know that they made things like that.
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
And how do you get a job as an intimacy coordinator?
I don't know. I guess you
so
got to be really good
movies,
at it.
Almost all movies except for, I guess, adult X-rated. All of them never hooking up for real?
Yeah, I think so. Because you'd be sued like crazy.
Sued?
Yes.
Not
because,
if you both willing participants.
No, but if you're on the set and you're the cameraman and you sign up to do a movie and all of a sudden these two people just decide they're going to go at it and you have to be the one to film it, I would not be happy that like I'm forced doing my job.
I mean,
watching.
I'm certain there's provisions with that, but I mean, just like an adult movie. But if the script was, no, you guys will have sexy time together.
I think that they have to be, they have to dot their I's and cross their T's.
Even on the
Skinamax
soft porn.
No, those are, you just said, with the exception of.
That's soft porn.
I think.
I'm not talking about the hard, the you porn stuff.
I think there's been occasional, and they're like more independent films, and there'll be actors and actresses that you know, and they will agree to do a scene that is, they're definitely doing it.
Because in Wolf of Wall Street,
whoa.
She came out, and she looked like she was bare naked the whole time.
Yeah, it's in their contract, because then there's some actors have contracts, or they're just known in Hollywood that they don't do nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want me, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, so. Some.